Yo, what is good? It's your boy Ray, and this is the Everyday City Carry Podcast, episode 278. And I literally have forgotten to press any of the settings, and I didn't turn on my front two lights here to get the mood going, bro. I wanted to see if you guys liked it better this way. Because, you know, some people say, like, hey, you should have, like, depth or something. And, you know, you can get, I forgot what it's called, light poisoning or something, or light something, light pollution, right? When you have too many, this shows you like more colors and stuff. Let me know if you like it better this way, because I'm not a real photographer. I just bought lights to be bright and shit. And I just cursed in the first 3 minutes. So that's going to be good. That's going to be good. I don't know why my tablet is not working, and I'm trying to get y'all on this little screen here. So when you look things up, you know what I'm saying, I could see the chat, and it's not working. It's not working well. I'll tell you that much. All right, let's go up a little bit here, see what's going on. We got Echo D in the house, and Echo D, I have a question for you, man. I sent you an email, unless it was someone pretending to be you. And I said, because I think you won a NAT S XL. And I was like wondering what your address was. And like, you know, we got to figure out like how to ship the things to the UK. And was wondering if there's any like weird, you know, like rules or whatever. You know what I mean? Because I know like the knife laws in the UK, like, bro, they're crazier than New York, I think. Maybe. They got a big knife thing going on right now, which actually we're going to go into a little bit. One of the informer segments is on that actual thing. But yeah, let's just do a quick roll call. We got Echo D in the house. We got Mark H. Sorry, I set up the room, by the way, the chat room, the stream late because I forgot to do it last night. I did it this morning. So shout out to you guys for still coming through. We got Nathan Nedek in the house carrying a Hogue Decca. Right, a Decca and a modded spider code domino. After we got Chuck It, he's asking why people like seasons. You know, I this is actually a really funny thing about that, right? Because I don't know if you know y'all, let's look for the video, right? I don't know if y'all know who Casey Neistat is. Is that, I think he talked about this. He talked about this. All right, here we go. This is going to be a funny one. That's a good point, actually. Chuck It. Oh, here we go. I found it. Your boy found it. Your boy found it. Check it out right here. So he says, remind me, why do people like seasons, right? Because in New York City, in New York City, you can have four seasons in one day. You know what I'm saying? It can be snowing, it can be raining, it could be sunny, it could be fall, like it could be everything. It could be everything in one day. And right now we're in the winter part of it. Drop in the chat, by the way, if you do like this better, or should I turn the floodlights on? We can get the lights on right here, but it's a little bit moodier if we do it this way. Let me know in the chat which one you like better. I could turn the two lights on here or not. This one's like kind of like, I don't know. I don't know. I'm kind of feeling it right now. But anyway, remind me why people like seasons. In New York City, you have four seasons, and you could have four seasons in one day. Now, if you go to some place like California, you have like, it's pretty much the same weather almost every day, right? And one of the biggest content creators on YouTube talks about that. Let's check it out right now.
I love New York City. I f***ing hate LA. When people hate New York City, I get it. It smells like garbage. It's noisy. It's weird. It's scary. It's concrete. I watched a guy take a shit on my skateboard right up here. It's like, yeah, dude, isn't it? It's New York. I love it. In LA, you're in your G-Wagon. Don't look left. Don't look right at those encampments. Go through the gate. Shuts behind you. You get the thumbs up from your security, and then you can get out of your car.
Dude, the only thing that keeps me in Los Angeles is the climate.
It makes you soft.
So you happy you're back?
Yeah, I'm never leaving. Hey. You're gonna die in the city. I love...
That's not the post that I wanted to show you guys, actually. There was one. It's longer than that.
Back to New York City, September of last year.
I was gonna ask culprits license plate info.
I can't find it, man. Because like Mike goes on and says like, oh, you know, you have the same weather, right? You have the same weather, and it's like you're living the same day every single day. That's what he basically says. Let me see if I can find it.
I love New York City. I fucking hate LA. When people hate New York City,
I think it's here.
Culture in history.
There you go. Okay, here we
come
go.
Right at those encampments. Go through the gate, shuts behind you. You get the thumbs up from your security, and then you can get out of your car.
Dude, New York City is the greatest city on the planet. Rich not only in people, but in culture, in history.
You come here with a dream, with an idea, with something you want to reach out for and go for. Think about New York, nobody ends up here. It's not like, well, I wasn't sure what to do, so I decided to move to New York and spend $4,000 on a 250 square foot apartment.
That's LA.
And suffer every day. Yeah. You can move to LA and wait tables 4 days a week and have a comfortable apartment with a roommate. It's survival here.
Yeah.
Nobody comes here because it's easy. Social Darwinism.
Wow, they're just not talking about what I want them to talk about.
And you're left with this psychotic 1%.
They are not. They're literally taking like what I said and not saying it, even though it's in that same podcast. Because basically, so I've been to LA a few times, while I was DJing and stuff. I visited people there before. People have flown me out there before to do gigs. And like, yo, you go outside, it's like the same thing, dude. You know what I'm saying? It's like the same-ish weather, you know, if it's not raining, I mean. And then, you know, one of the guys on that podcast was like, yeah, it's like you're living the same day every single day. And like nothing really changes. You feel like there's no change, you know what I mean? Not that it's bad. Because like right now, it's going to be a frozen wasteland outside in New York City. You know what I'm saying? And I'm actually worried, like, we're doing this big birthday celebration for me and Kelly's baby shower thing tomorrow at this pickleball court, and the New York City EDC boys are going to show up. You know, we've been cleared to bring knives, and we're going to show each other knives, you know, which is that's the best thing in this hobby, right? Is you meet up with your friends, you take your new stuff out, you know, you're excited. And everybody plays with each other's knives. It's like children, but deadlier. I'm like, fuck, I hope like we don't get snowed out, you know? And you know, like the weather people are always like, oh, it's a storm is a coming. You know, y'all are fucked. But I don't know. They said it's only 3 inches. And I'm like, 3 inches? Since I've lived in New York since 87. When the fuck have we been worried about 3 inches, bro? You know what I'm saying? Of snow, not dick. But I'm saying, yo, like, before it was like, oh, we're getting 3 feet. We're getting 2 feet. You know what I mean? 3 inches. You know, and my girl is like, oh, it's going to snow on Friday. You know, my whole family's like, it's going to snow on Friday. I'm like, it's 3 inches. It's 3 inches, guys. That's nothing. That's nothing. Right? But I, you know, I'm not going to lie. If I had a choice, you know, we're talking about the season. I don't know why I went super deep in the seasons and the weather, bro. If I had a choice, I'd probably live in like Hawaii or something. I think Kelly and I spent, I think, almost 2 weeks there, maybe. Maybe it was a week. It was 2 weeks. Kelly just, you know, she's over there on her side. Yeah, we spent 2 weeks there, and like, you know, it rained some and sometimes it didn't, but it was always awesome. That's how it felt to me. So if I had a choice, I think that's the, you know, that's a climate I'd want. New York City is dope, I think, if you're rich and you live in the city and you're like getting to enjoy the city the way it was meant to be enjoyed. But if you are just average in financial stature, you get to enjoy bits of the city every now and then. You know what I'm saying? You don't get to enjoy it every day because most of the time it's like fucking trash. Like you go to the trash areas, you gotta like take the train and it's trash, you know? And then the weather is fucked, dude. You know what I mean? Where I live right now, I used to commute to the city, right? And it's an hour and 30 minutes away. Like I didn't drive. If I drove, it would still be a long time. It'd be like over an hour, and then you gotta find parking, you gotta do all this, you know? And I would take the bus, bro. Get this. I would take the bus like 15, 20 minutes to the train station. then take a train all the way to Manhattan, the F train, for like an hour, right? And that F train is always fucked up. So you're going to be late for work, and then you're like crammed with all these people. You don't have a seat. It smells, dude. You know, sometimes it smells. Sometimes, you know, now more often, like, a homeless person is like begging, you know. They're like mentally unstable. They're getting in your face. I'm so glad I work at home now. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because I just leave this enclosure that you see behind. I am here most of my days, man. You know what I mean? I'm just chilling right here. I'm not doing anything else, you know? But yeah, that's how I feel about the seasons, dog. Let's go down. And I know I rambled on for 10 minutes, but let's go down and see who else is in here. We got Mr. What the Hell today. We got MWK. Today I'm toting the 8015 Lite, UKPK, and S110V, and a Warrior Mini 2. Fire, bro. Hell, it's called Wisconsin right now. Frozen hell with the Jaeger V1 and Raylite Mini Pineapple and Sagaiha and a Swank Hank. That's dope. How many of y'all carry a Hank every day, by the way? I have it in my pocket. I don't have it on me anymore. I have like a glasses wiping thing. Like, it's from iSwoosh right here. I got like a smaller version of this. And I wipe down knives or my glasses with it. But I don't carry like an actual Hank anymore. I feel like there's not enough microfiber surface to do my wiping needs. You know what I'm saying? Echo D has a Wee Knife kite fin button lock with blue fat carbon inlays. And a Sofern Light and Daily Custom Sack in Micarta. Damn, you got a Daily Custom Sack, bro? I get to always check those out from Urban EDC. And I'm always like, damn, these are so sick. They're expensive, though. We got the Eugene Krabs in here. I got the trusty large Sabezi. Look at him, Sabezi 31. And a Boker scalpel for emotional support. That's dope. Let's keep going down here. Smashing the liking. Says Nathan Eddick. You know what I mean? We got Matt Hoff in here. I think he just went to work, though. NFK20, thank you for coming through. Who else did the snow and ice try to murder this morning? It's not here yet. I think it's going to come later, like afternoonish. But I don't think it's going to be that much. Let's keep going down here. We got the Steve Burrow, who I'm going to hang out with. And he said he's afraid of the pickleball. We might. I think he's going to play, though. I think everyone's going to play, man. Once they see, like, you know, a bunch of old people playing, like, we can't let them one up us, you know what I mean? Because, like, I am terrible. Steve and I are going to hang out, you know, he's part of the New York City boys, man. I'm, like, gathering this group of just strange individuals in New York because there's no one really sharing this hobby with each other here, you know? Being the prime content creator of New York City, like, I wish there was another one. You know what I mean? So I could go do content with them, but there isn't. There really isn't anyone else doing this in New York City. So I'm gathering this, you know, group of extraordinary EDC gentlemen. And Steve is one of those guys. We're going to chill in this pickleball court on Saturday. Ray must be battling a protein dump. No, I wasn't, bro. I was just chilling, man. I was setting up. You know, I got the tablet here. I'm not using the secondary monitor. I got the tablet instead so I could see your chat here and over here as well. You know what I'm saying? Let's keep going down. Matt Hoff is carrying a bug out with Flytanium tie scales and a JWK Javelina Jack. I'm checking out some JWK stuff next week from Urban EDC. Every now and then, they'll ask me what I want to check out. And last week was all hand-selected by me, baby. So we're going to get all that. And it seems that I got everything I wanted in there because they send me an email. You know, see, it seems like I got everything that I asked for. We got Marco in the house. Let's see who else. Seasons filter the weak and strengthen the gene pool. they're definitely like, you know, certainly like shapes the way that you evolve depending on where you live, like physically. You know what I mean? That's why we all look different because we're all from different places. Yeah, that's totally true, you know, because like someone that lives in the Philippines near the equator is much darker than other Asians, you know what I'm saying? Keep going down here. We got Brian Dorn in the house hanging out with us before he drops off the kiddos, I believe, unless the kiddos are off of school today because of the snow. Only reason New York is like winter is because that's when the streets don't smell like sour milk. I don't like winter, bro. I'm not going to lie. I don't like it. But more often than the previous years that I lived here, I am prepared for it now. You know what I mean? I have, I don't know if you've watched the tactical hobo video that I made a long time ago, but if, you know, oh, shit. Sorry. I don't know why my camera just went off right now. But yeah, I have. Check this out right here. Bam. These are the boots your boy's rocking. Got to have Gore-Tex in it or it's not going to be 100% waterproof. Like, I mean, I can literally put my foot in a frozen puddle up to like right there. And I am not getting wet inside, bro. And I've had these for over 10 years. They're still going strong. Bought them from Amazon. Kelly bought a pair, and anytime. I don't know why this keeps going off. I don't understand it. Why does my camera keep going off? It's really annoying. yeah, but that's... Let me see if it goes off again. Okay. All right. My bad on that, guys. I don't know why it's doing that today. But yeah, see, these are what I like, man. But I do not like winter, bro. If I had a choice, man, you know, if I had a choice, I'd just rather have Hawaii weather. Because it's sunny all the time. You become like California, need a bit of struggle. I mean, you know, you said it, not me. No. Pittsburgh is the same weather-wise. We got the Fox in here, another one of the New York City boys. We gonna chill on Saturday. Let's keep going down. Not going to walk my dog with my neck knife on with all this ice around. Right? Ever since we looked at that article, I just don't... I still wear the neck knife, though, but I'm kind of thinking about it. Because if some freak accident happens... And, like, I fall down, and this is like this, your boy dead probably. Or like this, the can opener is going to go in my body. You know what I mean? I'm going to multi-tool myself. So I think about that. Ever since that article, I'm like, damn, would I really, you know? Just thinking about it, bro. It is really icy right now. We went out to the courts yesterday, the pickleball courts, and, like, getting to the car is really dicey. Matt Hoff says he forgot his thinking egg at home. He was one of the winners of those eggs since he sent me the clip. I have one more egg, by the way. I don't know whose egg it is. No one's claiming it in the Urban EDC giveaway. I don't know. No one's claiming it. By the way, Ray, your hot sauce gets shipped today. I can't wait to check that out. I hope it is an enjoyable hot sauce because I, you know, divide those categories. Like there's hot sauce that you enjoy, right? Where you could eat, you slap it on some steak, some eggs, whatever. You can have it every day. And then there is like spicy hot sauce. You have it every now and then. And then there's like challenge hot sauce, which I've had, you guys know, cause I did the hot ones challenge. I've done this, Pocky one chip challenge, you know, two times already. I hope it's an enjoyable one that I could have every day that just tastes good and has, you know, some kick. You know what I mean? Blizzard of 96 and 98. I was part of those blizzards and they were amazing. You'd go outside and make snow angels and yeah, it's fire, bro. Let's keep going down. Ray got me package yesterday. Nice, bro. I hope you enjoy the stuff. You asked for some fixed blades. There was a mix-up between High Tide EDC and you. And NFK20 was a great sport. And I gave him some fixed blades because that's what he wanted. We got B Shady in here. What's up, man? Have a Hank Forrest or a hell of a Hanks on the daily. That's good. I used to carry Hanks every day, but now I just got the wipey. You know what I mean? The wiping cloth now. Ray is the Umbrella Academy. What do you mean, bro? Like the show on Netflix? We got Mark Ridgewell in the house. Thank you for coming through. Illuminati shutting him down. Yo, I don't know why he kept doing that. I don't know why. Let's see. Where I'm at doesn't cancel for snow, maybe cold, but it's only negative 10. It's only negative 10? God. I cannot, bro. Yo, after working at home for this long, there's no way I can go back out there, dude. There's no fucking way, dude. I will sell everything I own like before I go back out there, man. There's no way, dude. Yo, if we were talking about boots, you got to check out the Knicks X Buck Knives 1964. I'm looking that up right now. I'm looking that up right now, dude. He said Knicks X Buck Knives. Buck Knives. He said 1964, right? See, me and you. Oh, what? What? Okay, let's do that. Oh, these look pretty sick. Oh, shit. What did these come out? These look fire, bro. I like boots, too. I don't have a lot of them, but I definitely enjoy them as well. These look fire, dude. These look fire. You get like a little slippy right here, like a slippy pouch. That's pretty sick, man. I like that. Thank you for showing that to me. I don't like these. I don't like these, though. I know they come on boots a bunch, like this type of cut right here. You know what I mean? But I do like these. I would wear these for sure, yo. How much are these? Let's check it out. Let's go to shopping. Oh, nope, it's just showing me knives right now. Just showing me knives. I like them, though. The manual. Let's click it. Oh, nope. It's not. It's taking me to another website, and it's not showing you guys. I don't know why. All right. Well, I do like them. Thank you for showing them to me. Let's keep going down. We got the Tri-State in here. My boy, yo. My boy was invited to by Metal Complex, nonetheless, which is funny because Metal Complex also invited me to the the Knife YouTube Elites chat. These are like the OGs, you know, Shabazz, Knife Nuts, Levon, Dr. Frunky. You got a... Epic Snuggle Bunny. I mean, Advanced Knife, bro. So these were these were our heroes, you know what I mean? Growing up in Knife YouTube and you know, getting to talk to them is pretty awesome. And Tri-State EDC is a new addition to that group, invited by MC. And it's cool to see my boy in there, man. Cause you know, we're like the new blood, you know what I mean? We're the new blood of Knife YouTube. And they're the old blood. You know what I mean? I don't know why I just made it a blood thing. For that neck knife story, he was carrying a sheathless neck knife. That's pretty dumb. Got 1 minute to stop it and say hi. Thank you for coming through. Appreciate that. Be careful on the road. Seems logical. You've been pickleballing. I'll take you on singles only. Now, we do doubles usually because there's so many people on the court. It's fun. It's fun. My brother is really, really good. My brother is really good. You know what? Y'all want to see some shit? Y'all want to get pickleballed out, yo? Damn, I don't even know if I'm logged into my Facebook on this website here, because my brother live streamed the games yesterday, and you can see. Let me see if I can find them. If I could find a game for you guys, so we since Tri-State is like talking shit right now. I'm not good at it though. You know what I'm saying? I am definitely not good at pickleball. I'm not a big tennis player or anything like that. This is wall drills. It's the birthday. Oh, this is right here. Is this my brother? Hold on a second. Okay, let's fucking go to the game, dude. It's in the game. EA Sports. It's in the game. Here we go. So that's my brother right there. He is a cancer survivor, by the way. And he will whoop your ass in pickleball, bro. Oh, shit. Who's this guy right here? So I'm pretty shit at pickleball. Like, really bad. And, Look at your boy, yo. That's terrible. For you audio listeners, I just returned the ball and my niece messed it up, right? And then I threw the paddle underneath my legs and I caught it. And that was my celebration. And that's the kind of debauchery you will see on Saturday. Like, that's the debauchery you will see on Saturday for the New York City boys. That's pretty much what a game looks like. It's fun, you know? It's easy. It's laid back. We're not, like, trying to kill each other. That's my stepdad right there. That's my mom. That's my niece. It's me serving. And I'm pretty terrible at it. Oh, look at that. So it's going to be fun, though. I'm telling you, it's going to be fun because my family is super laid back and... they're just like me. They're pretty eccentric and outgoing and talk a lot and make a lot of jokes and stuff. So if you enjoy my company, you'll enjoy theirs. Umbrella Academy. I mean, where all the NYC EDC weirdos come together. Oh, I appreciate that, bro. That's actually a great compliment. That's exactly what I'm trying to do, is just get us all together, because we, you know what I'm saying? Like, we didn't exist, if you think about it. I think we did. But because Fox used to tell me that NYC people would meet up. I forgot what the group was called. But then now it's like we're kind of building it up again, you know? I'm being very careful, though, because I'm, like, trying to make sure everyone is chill. You know what I mean? Because it only takes one stranger danger moment to, like, ruin the whole thing. And then, like, you know, should we meet up? That guy's going to come. You know what I mean? So we gotta be real careful. We got... Adam HDM, I got my first non-budget knife, the Drop Air Titanium Snowflake, perfect for the current weather. Dude, the Drop Air, great knife, man. I love that knife. I don't like when crossbar lock knives need to be broken in. I do not like that. I want it to be fire right away. And they're like, yeah, but, you know, Benchmade, gonna be broke. Yo, bro, you know what I'm saying? Winter Blade Co. Severn, fire right away. What break-in are you talking about? Look, I could do this stealth lock thing in the back. What break-in, bro? This is how they should be. ASAP. They don't got to be all, like, tight and shit. You know what I mean? But yeah, the Drop Air, great knife. Keep going down. They are bespoke and custom fit for $720. That is the Nyx X Buck Knives boots that we were looking at earlier. That makes sense. 720. I was gonna say 500 plus. Armin, message showing up, or is he just behind? I am way behind always because I ramble on, and that's why. My bad. I keep going down here. Like your recent knife short with the fast action sounds. Thank you so much, man. I don't know which one it is, but I'm glad that you liked it. Let's keep going down here. I am always behind. That is correct. I am never... He talks more than you. Seems impossible, right? He said, ball me, brother. Look at that. He's so stupid. I'm noticing more and more people carrying torches with their knives. Yeah. I do carry flashlights. I carry, like, one or two at least every day. I have one on my keychain, which is this one right here. This is the G2 from Wubin. And I like having this. You got to hold it to turn it on. And I just like having, you know, just lights all the time. And some people think, like, oh, you don't, you know, unless you're hanging around at night, you're not going to need it. That's not true. Because when I was in North Carolina, the cat... at Kelly's brother's house had a little bit of an accident, and we were looking at areas of the carpet that would have shit on it so that he could clean it up. And let me tell you something right now, that flashlight right there came in handy, because you need more light. Like, the human eye needs more precise light, or like light that like that, to see better. And that's what we used. And I usually have another torch in my backpack, like an Olight or something like that. Ray versus the Smiling Ninja. Ray's getting smoked. So My brother Clint is, I played with him one time. Yesterday was my third time playing, and Saturday is going to be my fourth time playing. And I'm getting better each time. Clint is, look, my brothers and I have never been bad at sports. Like, we've always like, you know, we're not tall. We're not big, like football player type guys, but we've always been able to pick up sports and get at least above average in them if we wanted, you know what I mean? Whether it was martial arts or basketball or baseball was pretty fucking hard. Like, we would play tennis. We would play like everything. My dad made us play sports all the time. I think that's why, you know, we're kind of, it's easier for us to pick up physical things and, you know, get like above average at them. You know what I mean? Because we've just been doing it our whole lives. But Clint, the smiling ninja who MWK was talking about, is my brother who is an American Ninja Warrior. He has been on for 4 seasons. And the dude is a fucking beast, bro. You know, he'll make you think things like, you know, a lot of people, they call me, you know, young buck or whatever. They call me the, you know, your young one or something like that. But, you know, because like I'm only 43 and, you know, when we talk about like being in shape, they'll be like, oh, you know, you're still young. That's why you can do that. Dude, my brother's fucking 52 right now, I think. My brother 52 right now, bro. You know what I'm saying? And this is what he doing. This is what my brother doing right now. These obstacle courses. I mean, look at this guy. He's absolutely shredded. And just, he doesn't care that he had a brain tumor. You know what I mean? He's still just going to do this stuff and be pretty fucking good at it. Like, I can't do this. There's no way. I could lift more than my brother, I think. Possibly. Because I outweigh him by like 40 pounds. Oh my, this one's so hard. Look at this. Yeah, this guy's in his 50s. And they said he'd never walk again. And he's, he proved them wrong. They took a brain tumor out of his head that was the size of a golf ball that's been there for over a decade. And the only reason why he found out was he was having headaches and he got checked out. And they said he would never be able to, like, there were functions that he'd never be able to do again, like sing on in key, some weird shit like that. Never be able to walk properly again. And he said, oh, hey, fuck y'all. He's like, I'm going to do, you know, physical therapy. And then I'm going to walk, not only walk, but do this. And he has been the blueprint for me to get in shape, you know, 3 years ago, because I wasn't really in shape. I was just skinny. But I've always thought that if my brother could do it at his age, why couldn't I? And, you know, now you get this dude. But I would probably get smoked. I don't know if I'd lose to Clinton in pickleball. It's possible. You know what I'm saying? Pickleball or golf, everyone must choose one. I've never played golf before, honestly, and I'm only playing pickleball because my family's into it. You know what I mean? Careful throwing the paddle under the leg could have gone wrong fast. Yeah, I could have hit the balls. No. When I hit the court, I'm always out for blood, always. Okay, dude. All right, take it easy, Stash. Take it easy, bro. Imagine if my life ended up like Ray. I want a little Asian Kelly. What the hell? What's going on? Yo, Palmer Connolly, what's up, man? Thank you for joining. Underhand, below the waist only. let's keep going down here. Yo, we got Mike and Ikes. Thank you for coming through. We're just chilling. We're talking about some stuff here. Yeah, he's a monster, bro. I think he's 53. I'm pretty sure he's 53 or 52 because my brother just turned 49 yesterday. my brother just turned 49 and he looks pretty young himself. He's the cancer survivor, the guy who is, if you want to check out his content, he's a pickleball player. Despicable me. Like, instead of despicable me, despicable. And yeah, he's also, if you just look at him, like, you wouldn't be able to tell That guy right there in the jacket. He celebrated his birthday yesterday. Oh, he's over here. Does he ever go on this side? This guy right here with the green. Yeah, he's 49. He turned 49 yesterday. And this is my niece right here. She's like 20-something. She's really good, too. All right, yeah, he's right here. There we go. I'm going to play. All right, here, let's watch him do some shit. He's really good. He, like, plays tournaments and stuff. Oh, damn, son. Yo, he caught that. Damn, yo. Crazy. Crazy. I can't play like that. That's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, the knife boys, the New York City knife boys, you don't have to worry. Like, I am not that good. You know what I mean? We got Bronny in here. What's up, Bronny? Thank you for coming through, man. Appreciate that. You're only old when you stop living young. Well, when your pecker stops working. Dude, that's going to be, I don't know about y'all, but I talk about this with my friends all the time. And like, yeah, my shit works. There's no problems, but it's like, I don't try to get laid all the time, especially right now. My wife's pregnant. But even before that, like, I think that like in my 20s and 30s, right, I fucked so much, dude. like my balls were always empty. They were never full. You know what I mean? That like I don't yearn for it. Like I meet other guys my age that are just like still trying to like be a coon hound. And like I just don't understand it. I'm like, didn't you all get laid a lot back then that you kind of want to just settle and chill now? Like I don't have that. I mean, I look at I'm gonna look at like hot girls. Like my Instagram feed is like a cesspool of fucking. Just, you don't want to show it to a kid. You know what I mean? There's a lot of hot chicks in there. But in terms of like actually actively going out to try to get laid by all these women, like I don't have that desire anymore. I don't know if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? People are probably like, oh, Ray, fucking, you know. But I just, dude, I was a DJ. I was like, I did, you know, I fucking rolled with a bad crowd. Your boy was fucking, bro. You know what I'm saying? So in my old age now, like, I'm not trying to go out and get that, you know what I mean? Like, all the time. I got a beautiful wife. I have a daughter coming, you know what I'm saying? And why did I start talking about that? Oh, yeah, because Chuck had said, like, when your pecker stops working. It works. It's just kind of, like, in fucking chill mode right now, especially with the baby and all that. We're kind of just hanging out. You know what we need to do, though? We need to do fucking the Informer segment. All right, this is I'm glad that Echo D is here because this is actually in Echo D's neck of the woods, this Informer segment right here. And I saw this on TikTok yesterday and I was like, oh, we are watching this on my show, bro. We are watching this on the show. You know what I mean? By the way, if you want to submit any videos or articles or anything that we should check out on this show, my inbox is always open, everydaycitycarry@gmail.com, or you can send it to me on Instagram and just let me know, like, hey, I think this would be good for the show. You could do like Informer segment as the subject line. But yeah, this is why I titled this week's episode as Knife Restrictions with a question mark, because the way that they talk about like ordering knives on Amazon, for example, and the way that we think about it as knife enthusiasts, very different. So, you know, let's just take a watch right here.
It's very unsettling that I could just get a knife that easy, because imagine somebody that's 16, 17, and they're thinking, I want to order a knife of Amazon, and it just comes to them. You know, yeah. You can just fake an age. It's like there needs to be restrictions.
Kitchen knives are one thing, but the zombie knives are another thing. And the thing is,
First of all, Idris Elba, what the fuck are zombie knives, right? Are you in a new movie?
The tech companies have to also sit at the table about how they can help intervene. Because if I say the word knife now in front of my phone, guaranteed somewhere in my timeline, I'm going to see a knife. Something's going to happen, a knife crime's going to come up.
That happens.
That is an algorithm that's not helping the situation. To your point earlier about social media, like amplifying the situation, it's like you can get advertised on your phone a knife. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, I wish I was advertised knives on my phone. Like, I don't get advertised any knives on my phone. But let's take a second here to discuss that video, right? And Idris Elba, out of nowhere, just shows up in it. And he's like, you could just get a zombie knife on Amazon. You could be 16 and get a zombie knife. I know he doesn't sound like that. That's just my my standard British accent. You could get a fucking zombie knife, can't you? On the fucking Amazon. First of all, I can't even order knives on Amazon. I could order like machetes and fixed blades, but folding knives I cannot order on Amazon. So I don't know. Like, how do you guys feel about that video? Me coming across it on TikTok of all places, like, I was like, what? I was like taken aback a little bit. First of all, we don't buy, like, zombie knives, in like those terms that he's thinking, right? The zombie knives is like the Z Hunter, you know, the really freakish, like, M-Tech style stuff that knife guys don't even fucking buy. Like, we don't buy that shit. You know what I'm saying? We don't buy that shit, you know? And then he's like, I understand buying a kitchen knife, and a kitchen knife, I think, is a better weapon. You know what I'm saying? For damage, bro. It's longer. You got a longer handle, right? Unless you're buying a tactical knife, you know? But, you know, those zombie knives, like a fucking Z Hunter, right, is like not... You know what I mean? When you think zombie knife, you're thinking about gas station knives. You know what I mean? And, like, that is not... you can definitely do damage with it. But that's the ones that you're worried about? The ones that look like Batman carries them? Like a Batarang knife? No, nobody wants that. Like, a knife person doesn't want that. But when I was watching that, I wonder how we could come in the middle with it. Because I do think that... I know that people are getting stabbed the fuck up in the UK. Like, I know that. That knife crime is, like, fucking huge. I wish that Echo D was in here so he could be, like, you know, talking about it. Because, you know, I think he's our only UK resident, actually. So Chuck It is right here. It says, ban guns, knife crime goes up. Ban knives, club becomes a thing. Ban clubs, first fights get more brutal. What the hell? Yes, I don't think it's possible with Amazon, though. Only stores. True that. It is very tough in Amazon. I'm here, but I'm not from the UK. I thought you were from the UK. I always think Echo D is from Canada or from the UK. Am I wrong on this, bro? Oh, wait, what? Oh, he's from Slovakia. I didn't even know that. I didn't know that, dog. Oh, so, like, is there no problems, like, shipping there so I can just ship this knife to you? I'm going to figure out how to do it, but... Just let me know what I got to do, and I will do it, dude. I'm going to try to do the label today. I always thought he's from the UK. I'm wrong, I guess. I'm just being crazy. But it is really funny, that video, when I came across it. I was like, oh, the boys are going to love watching this, you know. The fucking zombie knives, you could just order them. A 16-year-old. All right, so it says, let's see what y'all are saying about it, right? In Canada, I can't order squat for folders on Amazon. I'm right there with you, Michael Morgan. They do not let me order folders, dude. Right? At all. Like, it says a weird thing, like, this cannot be shipped to your location. But if I order, like, a fucking fixed blade or a machete, like a straight up 18-inch machete, I can order it on Amazon. That's insane. Because if you think about, like, if a murderer went on Amazon, he wouldn't order a pocket knife. He'd probably order like a machete and then do his thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I mean, us knife guys would think, oh, a fixed blade is better because you can conceal it. You know what I mean? Machete is too big. You know what I mean? Unless Seems Logical is in here. He'd be like, a kukri is perfect for murder. You know what I mean? That's exactly what he would say, yo. I'm in MN and might as well be in Canada. Our knife laws blow. Damn, that's crazy. It's all about the item description. Well, if y'all need a proxy, I'll help anytime. Thank you, man. Appreciate that. Yeah, dude. It's crazy, this ordering stuff. I actually, Steve sent me like a list of like all the online retailers that would ship to New York City. Like, it's crazy. He has like spreadsheets, bro. You know what I'm saying? And it's really dope that you have that, because I really was only ordering from like White Mountain Knives, Smoky Mountain Knife Works. Blade HQ does not ship knives here. A GP does. Right, a GP started doing it. I don't think Knife, what's the, not Knife Reform, what the fuck am I talking about? Oh shit, what's the second, what's one of the big retailers? I just forgot, it's on the tip of my tongue, bro. Knife Center, god damn it. My brain just doesn't work sometimes. Yeah, Knife Center, I think they shipped here before and then sometimes they don't. It's really, really weird. See, Steve just said everyone besides BHQ will ship to New York. Let's look for some EDC content on here. Let's look up. Let's see what the top everyday carry content is on TikTok. Let's see. This is going to be funny, dude. oh, these are like actual. Am I in this? I remember I was on this before. Oh. Your boy's not. I was here. Oh, I'm right here, yo. I am right here. Unboxing ASMR Bad Habits MFG. Oh, he got 500,000 views. That's why. That's hilarious, dude. what's number one? Let's see what's the number one thing. Springfield EDC.
Besides your phone, what's the one thing that you cannot leave the house without? I'm Isaac with Springfield EDC, and today we're going to cover what I carry in my pockets every single day.
Huh.
All right, so let's start first with my knife. The one I've got today that I'm carrying is the Andrew Demko.
Oh, this guy is legit. Like, he's definitely one of us, right? I'm reading the comments here, and look at this spooky ghost guy. Who needs that much stuff just going out? Boy, tell me you're not one of us without telling me you're not one of us, bro. This spooky ghost is not one of us, yeah. Nah, who needs that much stuff just going out?
So I would say...
Oh, shit, my bad. We do, bro. We need that much stuff. Look at this. Benchmade Mini Griptilian, Swiss Champ Mini, Olight i5 TEOS, Leatherman Signal, and a Fisher Space Pen. This is dope. I'm going to follow this guy. This guy's following is really good. Let me check out. He's following me, by the way. It says follow back right there. I don't know who this guy is. I'll follow this dude. Seems like he's working and doing a lot of stuff here. I'll follow him. Yeah, I'll give him a follow back on that. If he messages me, like, I'll tell him like, yo, I looked at your video on my live show. Look at this comment right here. Who is Bros Ops? My question about EDC is always, why the knife? Do you need to cut things this much? I mean, dog, what are you even saying right now, bro? What are you even saying, Pressy? That's this person's name. Have you ever carried one? If not, you should give it a try. I think you'll find you use it more than expected. Look at this Band-Aid on finger. There's a lot of like troll stuff in here. What you use knife for? I never use one for packages. I use my key. Oh my god, that's gay, dude.
What's the one thing that you cannot leave the house without? I'm Isaac.
Let's see.
Also got a pair of three lightweight. This is the.
You see, this guy is living on the edge with flipping knives on TikTok. I don't do it anymore because I got warned many times.
20 CV exclusive version.
That you living on the edge, boy.
Anodized titanium scales here soon as well. So that is the knife.
Yeah, this guy's one of us for sure, man. That is the very top. I looked for everyday carry. That's the very top video right there. That's pretty crazy. Daily basics. Look at this dude. Yeah, it's pretty cool that that a knife guy is at the top there. You know what I'm saying? Let's see. Oh, Sharp as Fuck is in here too. That's my boy right there. Let's check him out.
What kind of pocket knives do I collect? Show the most expensive knife in your collection.
Ooh.
Show the least expensive knife in your collection.
That's a K-Bar Dozier. Show
the knife in your collection that everybody wants to steal from you. Show the knife in your collection that's least likely to be owned by anybody else.
Ooh. You know what's crazy? Is that knife right there? This is the Westinghouse Micarta Drop Air. It was $500, and I was with Sharp AF at the Kaiser dinner. He bought this. He bought this at Blade Show Atlanta.
Show the first knife in your collection.
Ah, the lead.
Show the newest knife in your collection.
Ooh.
Show the strangest knife in your collection.
The Banter. That's show with your... the. I think this is from. Is this from Aurora Knife and Tool? These scales? I don't remember.
Favorite knife in your collection.
Oh. Man, I like Sharp as Fuck's content, bro. It's pretty dope. What do they do here? Jesus. This is the pork belly. This knife right here looks pretty awesome, man. This knife right here looks pretty awesome. This is by Bad Habits MFG, and it is called the Pork Belly. I'm going to say this right now. That's one of the best knife names I've ever heard. I love this thing. It's very cool. Let's get back to the chat and see what y'all are saying, because I have watched and browsed TikTok with y'all. You know what I mean? All right. Let's see what's going on. Springfield is good, but selection is small. We're talking about knife shops there. WMK, that's White Mountain Knives. Knife Works plus Chicago Knife Works will ship to Canada. I've only lost two. I don't carry a lot. One knife, a pen, a torch, and a hank. That's good enough, dude. Maybe a pry, a Thai toothpick, rarely a secondary knife. I always have... what I have in my pocket, right, which yesterday I carried the, this is the Nimble T from EMP EDC. This is what I carried on the pickleball courts yesterday, because I figured it was small enough and, you know, I feel like it's robust enough for most things. I don't want to carry like a huge folder, you know, while I'm playing pickleball. It's just kind of weird, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, like that's what I carried. And I usually have, you know, my little keychain and shit. I got the neck knife usually. I don't think I wore it yesterday because I was playing pickleball. I didn't want it to like move around. Maybe I did. I don't remember. But in my bag, I usually have a little pack, right? A little pouch. I have a Data Crew pouch with a lighter, a flashlight, a USB Type-C charger for my phone. And I always have a battery pack in my bag. I always want my tech to be charged up. Dude, when my phone reaches 70%, it's like, emergency, woo, woo, woo. Like, I want my shit to be 100, as close to 100% at all times. So I always have a battery pack on me. But in that Data Crew pouch, I've got, I had Band-Aids, which was great because my niece cut her finger yesterday. So I gave her a Band-Aid. And that feels the best, bro, right? When you're into EDC and then somebody, like, cuts themselves, you take the Band-Aid out, you give it to them. Or, like, somebody needs, like, a flashlight out of nowhere. Like, it's like, oh, shit, dude, this is my moment. Yeah, you know, but that's usually what I carry, that little pouch. I think it has a backup knife in there too, like a small, I think I have a Pilar Harnes edition in that one. That's what I have. Let's keep going down here. I went a whole week, well, Monday to Friday vacation, and I missed my knife so much. Damn, that's crazy. I don't know if I could do that. Even when I fly to a different place, like Hawaii, like I'll just check in like knives. If you don't have a knife, how do these scrubs open Amazon packages with scissors? Yeah. Looks like Jaeger handle. What do you mean? I thought for a second, Steve, which handle are you talking about? You should keep it between 80% and 0%. I don't know what that means. I'm too slow. Yo, what's up, Mark H? What's up, man? Yeah, but that's usually what I carry. You know, I usually carry like a little pouch. I have this bag here. This is the sling that your boy carries. This is Tom Talk. And let's see what's inside actually right now. All right, so this is the pouch right here, right? Data Crew, you know what I'm saying? This is one of the best ones ever, right? There's the kit right there that I was talking about, right? You got the lighter. Oh shit, I hope some static just went on the mic. I hope it didn't mess it up. Okay, good, it didn't. All right, you got a lighter. You have the USB type C cable. You have the knife right here, which is a Pilar, and then you have the Olight, right? And then I have one little multi-tool Swiss Army knife right here. That's what I carry. On the outside pocket, you have Band-Aids in here. You know what I'm saying? Always got to have Band-Aids. People always getting cut up. You know, it's just good to have them. That's what's in there. I've got, you know, gum. You know, usually you got to get close to some people sometimes, and you don't want that breath to be stanking, bro. Always got a pen in here. You know what I mean? I got this one from Ridge Wallet. And then here, I do carry a Hank in the bag, just not in my pocket. This one is from Awesome Hanks. Fire, bro. Look at that. Stay packing. You got microfiber on the bottom. And I love this little thing here that they got. They got a little lanyard hole. It's pretty cool. So I keep that one in my bag. And then I have, what else? I have one more thing. Olight. This is the X2. I'm not Olight. Wubin X2 right here. Love having that in the bag. So I actually have three flashlights on me every day. I got this is in my bag still for some reason. This is the Riat XO Baby Mini. All right. I put these in some of the packages. So, and then what else do I got in here? Let's check out the rest of it. I have this thing. This is really cool. If you have glasses, this is from Whoosh, and it is a solution that like cleans your screens or your glasses. I have that in there because I always have glasses, so I need that. And that's pretty much it. I think I carry as well these lavalier microphones in case I want to make content on the go. I have two of them in there, so if I want to make content with somebody, like that's there. Then I have like you know, like little earbuds. That's pretty much what I have on me every single day when I leave the house. I usually have this bag with me. It's always ready to have some stuff. Oh, on the other side, I don't have anything in this pocket right now. I usually have napkins in this hidden pocket here. Because, yo, if you got a girl, or if you got kids, you got to have napkins at all times, bro. You know what I'm saying? So that's the one that's in there, dude. And let me see what else I got that's pretty dope right now. Oh, check this out, guys. I have it. I haven't even shown this to anyone yet. I have it. Look at this. Do you guys see that? That is the stump. And that is the stump logo from Advanced Knife Bro. This is a nice, like, slip here. So this is actually... Oh, it's a good smell. This is the stump lifter from Advanced Knife Bro. And I really like it. I really like this. Nice and simple. Just two tools, just a knife. And then this is like a can opener, bottle opener, flathead type deal. Very nice. Very well executed. I think QSP made these, if I'm not mistaken. This is the, I forgot which yellow bone, or forgot what the fucking material is called. But I really like this, man. Really dig this. Yeah, I love the blade on this too. Is this hollow ground? I think it is. So nice, dude. I'm not a big slip joint guy, and I will do a video on this today probably because, you know, Advanced Knife Bro is my boy. And man, I'm always happy when my friends like succeed and stuff. I love the spring tension on this. It's just right. It's like not too tight, but not too loose. It's so awesome, dude. It's like the perfect amount, bro. He like really nailed it. And yeah, I'm really happy for him, man, because these I think sold really well. And definitely gonna make content on it because he's just always been like a good friend of mine, you know. And really, really cool dude. Let's see what else I have in here in the drawer. People kept asking about this. I did an unboxing yesterday of the Giant Mouse Ace Biblio XL, which is another, you know, banger, ergonomic banger from Giant Mouse, which is like their bread and butter. So if you like the regular Biblio and you want a bigger one, this is the XL right here. And Nathan Eddick says it is the Biglio. That is his hashtag on all my posts. Yeah, so if you like Giant Mouse Micarta, you're going to like this one because it's that micarta that they do really well. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why it's not focusing on that. It's not focusing on that. Why is it not focusing? That's weird. Wow, it's really not. There you go. Yeah, this is the Biblio XL. Right there. Giant Mouse has really nice micarta, honestly. You do have a wired pocket clip that's reversible. Some people don't like that. I think it's fine. It's better. It doesn't cut your jeans up. LMAX steel on this one. But yeah, I was unboxing this, and I used another Giant Mouse knives to unbox it. And people were like, what is that? This is the Giant Mouse Ace Rio that I bought in Blade Show Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? I do not know, Steve. I'm going to assume that it is made in Italy. Let me double check. I don't know. That's a good question. This is the Rio right here. This one is in Magna Cut with some of the most beautiful blue denim micarta scales I've ever seen. It's really nice. Like a nice acid wash jean or something. Love this knife, dude. Super slicey. Really good action. I bought this one at Blade Show Atlanta. If it's Italy, I'm passing. Everyone says that about Giant Mouse, yeah. Well, guys, thank you so much for hanging out with me this Friday. Remember, if you have articles or videos you want me to check out with the audience for this podcast, email it to everydaycitycarry@gmail.com. Just put subject line, informer segment, or you could hit me up on Instagram for it and just say, hey, I think this would be good for the informer segment. As always, you should join the Patreon, right? The Patreon has an hour-long podcast every Sunday. It's exclusive to Patreon. And that has the Kelly and me. You get a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff if you want to know what's going on. And we also react to videos. We watch a lot of videos on that one. It was the old format of the Monday show. It's on Sunday now. So if you really like that format, that is where you need to go. You can also access it on YouTube channel members. That is $5 for each one. It just depends on where you want to go. Patreon is definitely better because we get more of that money. YouTube takes a big cut. But thank you so much for tuning in, guys. This is your boy, Ray, and this is the Everyday City Carry Podcast, episode 278, saying peace.